So I'm here with Chris Brosnick and Tamir Melmed, and these guys are from Weatherbug. Chris is actually the VP of Product Management at Weatherbug, while Tamir is the VP of Technology at Weatherbug. So thank you very much for joining us today, guys. We are extremely excited about what's coming out at Mix. You guys actually have stuff that's coming out at Mix, but before we get into that, I'm actually very curious about Weatherbug. Now, a few years ago, I myself downloaded the Weatherbug app, and you know, it was one of those things that sat in my taskbar. Right. Like, I would hit the icon, and Weatherbug would launch up. And then, for some reason, I stopped using it, right? And now that you guys have started working with Microsoft, I actually went and checked it out again, and I was just sort of blown away at the sort of the magnitude of the kind of stuff you guys do, right? So some of the things that I learned was you have something like 17 to 18 million users every month.
That's right.
You have 8,000 weather stations around the world. You have 60,000 locations where you aggregate data from. You're located in 200 countries. So I'm just kind of in awe of how the heck does all that work, right? I've always wondered, how do you get weather data, sort of condense it down, and then distribute it?
Great. Well, first of all, thank you. It's great to be here, and we're really excited as well to be part of this. But it really is a great story. If you downloaded Weatherbug a few years ago and then took a look again, as you said, you probably noticed quite a difference. We've grown pretty rapidly over the last 3 or 4 years. And as you said, we have over 17 million users every month. And what makes the product unique, and really what I think attracts people and is caused us to grow, is the fact that we're the only weather company out there that actually has our own network of weather stations that we own and operate, 8,000 of them here in the U.S., 50, 60,000 locations worldwide.
So what does that mean? What's a weather station? Is that, like, physically, what does that look like, and what is it?
Sure. Well, it, you know, it goes on the roof typically of a school.
Okay.
And it's an array of instruments for measuring atmospheric conditions. I think it's 27 different parameters.
That's correct.
Temperature, humidity, rainfall, wind. So it has a wind vane, it has an anemometer for wind speed, it has a rain gauge, and
wow,
every 2 seconds, barometric pressure, collecting this data and updating live, real time, to the web and to mobile, and all our different applications.
So you sort of aggregate these different pieces of hardware, and then that turns into your weather station, or do you actually manufacture a lot of this hardware?
That's right.
Yourself?
Well, we actually manufacture it, and then we pull the data back together, and I'll let Tamir, it's a pretty interesting story on how we manage what turns out to be, what, billions of connections.
I have one more thing for
okay,
you.
Okay, sure.
So I want us to
okay.
come out for a second.
Sure.
And so I couldn't actually put my mind around what Weatherbug is. I mean, you guys mm-hmm. are obviously a channel to get great weather information, right?
Right.
The most current weather information. But I also saw you have an open API, and you're really starting to dabble in this space that I see, you know, Facebook doing stuff there, right? Like social
That's
networking
right.
people. So I mean, I feel like you're going somewhere with this. And what is your vision sort of what Weatherbug becomes in 5 years?
Well, that's a great point that you hit on. And it really is, in a lot of ways, the core of where we're headed. We found a very interesting phenomenon, and that is the idea of a weather community. And the fact that, you know, all weather is local, much like all politics is local. Certainly this time of the year, we all know that's true.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, weather is about what's happening where you are. And we find that people are interested in knowing not what's happening at the airport 50 miles away, but what's happening across the street at their kid's school. And so we're finding that it does have quite a few tie-ins with social networking, with those communities online where people gather to learn about each other, and we're starting to enable that within Weatherbug.
Cool. Well, that's really interesting to hear, because, you know, I work with a lot of partners, and I think it's through people like through services like Weatherbug where they can start aggregating weather into map data,
right?
So overlaying weather over map data, not just to show you what the weather is for the state, but like you said, for the neighborhood, which
That's
is
right.
so powerful, right? Because you can drive, I live in Redmond, I drive out of Redmond, and by the time I get to Seattle, which is 15 miles away,
yep.
the weather has changed like
completely
that.
Different.
And I'm just like,
That's
what?
Right.
Like, I checked the weather, I was in shorts, right?
Exactly.
In Redmond. So, okay, cool. So the other thing I sort of noticed is that you guys are starting to go mobile, right?
Right.
I see a lot of mobile. You cut a deal with Nokia as well as Verizon.
Yes.
You're in strategic partnerships with them.
That's
so,
right.
What are you doing there? And I know this sort of ties to even what you're going to be showing at Mix. So
right.
Can you talk about that aspect, both from philosophically what you're trying to do there, as well as the technology, where Tamir can maybe talk about what kind of apps are you envisioning?
Right. Well, great. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about sort of our mobile story, and then certainly let Tamir talk in detail about some of the apps. But, you know, we decided as a company about 4.5, 5 years ago that mobile really was the future for our business. You know, the weather is something that people experience when they're outdoors. And so it makes perfect sense as these mobile devices are becoming more sophisticated and advanced that weather goes hand in hand. So we made a strategic objective to really focus on mobile. You know, we built the business somewhat slowly at first, but it's really picked up speed the last couple of years. You mentioned Verizon. We're the exclusive provider across almost every platform with Verizon for weather. Nokia doing some great things with widgets and other things coming down the pike soon. And we're finding as these devices converge with the web, it's even better experience for the end user because they can get that live data wherever they are.
Absolutely.
At any time.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the keynote, because I know
Sure.
you guys are building something really cool, and you're actually going to show it at the keynote.
That's
at
right.
Mix. What is that app?
Let me turn it over to Tamir. He's going to do the demonstration at the keynote. So
cool.
Yeah, so what we are planning to show at the keynote is a very cool application. We're utilizing the Silverlight technology, which is brand new on Windows Mobile, to run on Windows Mobile. And now with a new agreement between Microsoft and Nokia, we're going to run our application on Windows Mobile and the Nokia S60 series phone as well. That's really cool.
Wow, that's incredible.
The same applications can run on our website. We develop it one time, and then we run it on Windows Mobile, Nokia, a Macintosh with a Safari, or a Windows platform in any browser. So that is a really cool development for us. We can develop once and deploy across the board.
How long did this app take to build?
Right. So the cool thing about it is that Silverlight is so easy to use. It took us literally less than a month to build it from idea, concept, to a full-blown application.
Wow.
We built a back-end JSON environment that pushed data into an Ajax JavaScript environment, and that's fed to the XAML, loaded into the application, and that's it. It's so easy, it's just unbelievable.
Is it, so did you guys write in C#? Or?
No, this is still Silverlight 1.0
It's
mobile.
Still Silverlight 1.0,
yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
So we did JavaScript, updating the XAML, pushing it up. And that's worked really well. We're really waiting for the 2.0 version on mobile to be able to utilize the C# ability.
Oh, I bet you are.
Just dying to get it.
I bet you are.
Yeah, but even with 1.0, we can do things that we couldn't do before. The animation and the graphic that we can do on a mobile phone, nowadays there's not really any other good solution to do it now in the market.
Cool. So do you guys foresee, I mean, you've built an app on your own platform, right? And that's typically what you do. Like, I think of you guys as a weather platform, right? Which I think is much bigger than just being a weather application, right? And you've opened up your services. Do you foresee that that people are going to start building these, a lot of these apps for different platforms, like the iPhone, for instance, too?
Right. So one of the things that we did is we already have APIs. If you go to api.weatherbug.com, you can register for free for a weather API. You can get weather data pretty easy and build any application you want to build on top of that. We enhance those services on almost a daily base. We see a lot of initiative going out in the world with a lot of partners that build their own application. Our concept is to let people have or consume weather wherever they want, in what application they want. And through that, throughout the right relationship, it's going to be a win-win situation for everybody.
That's awesome. Well, I'm for one very excited to see what you guys have tomorrow at the keynote. As a last question, where do people go to see what you'll be releasing? I know Silverlight Mobile isn't out, but where can people go look at this application themselves and play with it themselves?
So the cool thing about Silverlight is that you develop it one, you can deploy it anywhere. We're going to have a site called silverlight.weatherbug.com.
Okay.
If you go there, you can play with exactly the same application, exactly the same code base as you're going to see in the demo. And that's a really cool thing.
Awesome. And I'm going to go
just
hit it
check
up,
it
too.
Out, yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you guys joining, Tamir and Chris. So thank you again for joining us. And enjoy Vegas, enjoy Mix. And I'm sure I'll bump it to you guys again.
Thank you.
Thanks.